This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
This is Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. You know, there are a lot of experts who are trying to improve student pilot retention and get more people to learn how to fly. Well, we have an expert on the line. His name is Ted Seastrom, and he's an expert because he just learned how to fly, and he's written an e-book about the process. Ted, why did you write the book?
Well, Russ, I was very moved by the experience of going through flight training and just on one level how difficult it was and how kind of unprepared I was for what I experienced. And I did make it through, but a number of friends I was training with didn't. And that really motivated me to look into the process more and see if there were some way of getting the student perspective in the dialogue. I know the industry is taking a look at this, AOPA and SAFE, and there are a number of other initiatives. But what I think is sort of missing from the dialogue is what the student's really experiencing and ways of communicating with the student that might help improve some of these completion rates.
Okay, so what do you think is the fundamental thing or things that are lacking in the process?
Well, I think there are two issues. One is it would, and I can only speak for myself, but I think it would have been very helpful to have a better understanding of what you actually go through in flight training and kind of a ground level perspective, and to present it really in kind of a very direct fashion. I know the goal is to encourage people into flight training, but I think the tone sometimes is, you too can learn to fly, and it's really not that hard. And actually, it is hard, and it's better to be upfront with people about the process and walk them through the stages and identify the things that might be challenging, and then offer them some ideas about how they can cope with those challenges when they come up. But beyond that, I think the real issue is the CFI. And really, ultimately, that connects with our whole flight training process as it applies to the airlines and carriers, in that the only way to build hours for a lot of these people is to become CFIs, even if they don't want to be instructors. And I'm concerned that with the FAA's new proposed rulemaking, you know, for the 1,500 hours, that's just going to make the situation even worse.
So in other words, you get a disinterested teenager sitting in the right seat telling you what buttons to push, rather than somebody who's committed to your training, right?
Right. Well, you know, I would encourage everyone to go to the AOPA's Flight Training Initiative, Retention Initiative page, and there's some videos on there that have actual students talking about their experience. And you know, in the worst-case scenario, you get a young person who has low flight hours, very little instructing experience, probably doesn't want to be an instructor, and might not even be that mature as a human being, and you're connecting them with someone who might be a mid-career professional who is very accomplished in their field and has high standards, and, you know, there you go. I think that explains a lot of that 60% dropout rate. I really don't think it's a money issue. I think most of these students are mature adults. They go into it knowing how much it's going to cost. Something happens during the training process that causes them to lose interest or become frustrated.
Okay, so why did you stick it out?
Well, I just wanted to fly so much. It's just a childhood dream, as I think it is for a lot of people. I'm not a quitter. I even maybe sometimes when I should give up on something, and I just pushed through. I did have a CFI who, while he was young and inexperienced, as I look back on it, did reach out to me and encourage me on a personal level, and I think that's what pulled me through.
Okay, so what, in the process, what was the most difficult thing that you found about flying, and how did you overcome it?
Well, you know, I don't think it's the actual physical control of the airplane. I think it's integrating all the different kinds of information that you learn and absorbing that in an effective way. There's a layering process that needs to occur of learning the right thing at the right time and the skill building that goes along with it. I'm not a professional educator, so I don't really know the theory of all this. But I think if, for instance, you know, the King School program, that's what I went through. And I think if you actually follow that the way they intended it and discussed it and had the pre- and post-flight briefing and all that, but I really wonder how many flight schools out there, and I'm talking outside of the universities and the academies, I'm talking about the little flight schools scattered all around the country. I wonder how much of a structured program they really have and how much support they give. And also, you know, if you look at the 2010 study that AOPA did, it identified some of the key factors. One of them is a sense of community. I tried very hard to reach out to my fellow pilots and connect with them, although I have to say at the school where I did my initial training, it didn't encourage that at all. That's something I took upon myself.
Okay, so how many hours do you have, and what are you flying these days?
I've got 220 hours. I'm working on my IFR, got the written done and most of the flying done. I'm flying a Cessna 172 out of the Jackie Cochran Airport at Thermal and found a nice flight school there to work with, Jackson Air. And I'm you know, eating my own dog food because I'm going through the IFR or a lot of what I went through with the private in terms of finding the time, getting the money together, and just pushing through to get it accomplished.
Okay, where can we get a hold of the book?
It's on Amazon. It's an e-book. It's 99 cents, so you do have to budget for it, but when you save up the money, you can get it.
Well, we're all pilots, so, you know, maybe next year.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for talking to us, Ted. Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.